يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد إن يشأ يذهبكم ويأتي بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وإن تدع مثقلة إلى حملها لا يحمل منه شيء ولو كان ذا قربى إنما تنذر الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب وأقاموا الصلاة ومن تزكى فإنما يتزكى لنفسه وإلى الله المصير صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes we discussed yesterday, Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke about a different aspect of Allah Rabbul Izzat's Qudrat and power and also His ni'mat upon us. And there Allah تبارك وتعالى showed us the comparatives of the different types of waters, day and night, the light of the sun and the light of the moon. And in that manner Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did a comparison between Allah Rabbul Izzat and the idols or the gods that people call upon, that they do not have that amount of power that is equivalent to the membrane on top of the pit of a date, the pit of a khajur. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes one categorical statement to the entire mankind, for all of us to realize and understand our real and true worth, our dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. All of you are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is all self-sufficient. Allah is independent, worthy of praise. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us all that we are all in need of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Whether man brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, man is in need of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Every breath we take, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every second, and no matter how much we may be able to divide a second into spaces of time, we are in need of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On the other hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not in need of us for anything. There was a time when we were not in existence, there was no creation in existence, and there will be a time when we won't be in existence, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is still all-powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still independent. Allah ta'ala is still not in need of anyone. So hence we are totally dependent on Allah Rabbul Izzat. One very important aspect here is we need to gain within us the realization of dependence on Allah, that we are totally dependent on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah's independence is to such an extent, إِن يَشَأْ يُذْهِبُكُمْ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wills, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may do away with you. وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. And Allah Rabbul Izzat can bring a whole new creation, whether that creation be insan, another kind, another form, whatever creation Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wishes to replace us with, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can do so. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And that is not difficult upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is absolutely no difficulty on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is just Allah's mercy upon us that Allah created us, Allah has given us whatever He has given us by way of life, by way of faculties, by way of organs, by way of limbs. Allah Rabbul Izzat, kindness upon us. So for us to realize our dependence on Allah, and when we realize our dependence on Allah, we begin to realize His independence, then that will create within us an urge to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make ibadah of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the next verse, in the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one very important aspect with regards to the responsibility of our deeds. Allah says, وَلَا تَزِرُوا وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. And no carrier of any burden will carry the burden of someone else. All of us stand as individuals, as independents. All of us go into our qabrs all alone. And then when we stand on the day of Qiyamah, we will be all alone. No person will take the responsibility of the deeds of another person. Now one important aspect we find that the ulama have explained that on the day of Qiyamah, a person will stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He will be in need of deeds, good deeds, so that he may gain emancipation and success. And the very first person that he will turn towards will be his own son. And when he turns towards his own son and asks him for those deeds, the son will very politely say to his father that, "I acknowledge all the favors you had incurred upon me, but if I give you my deeds, then I will be in your position. In other words, I will also be searching, and that will not happen." The man will turn to his wife, with whom he spent his entire life, and the same conversation will take place. She will acknowledge the hard work he worked in this world to provide for her, and also she will refuse. So hence, there is no individual that will be prepared to take the load of another person. And we need to understand this, we need to realize this, we need to internalize this, that all of us are going to stand alone, and all of us are going to be responsible for our own deeds, and we need to take responsibility in this world for whatever we do. وَإِن تَدْعُ مُثْقَلَةٌ إِلَىٰ حِمْلِهَا. If any carrier of burden calls upon anyone to share his burden, لا يُحْمَلْ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ, then no one will carry that burden. That burden will not be carried in the slightest bit. وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَىٰ, even if it be a close family member. إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Yo Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you warn only those people, يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ, who have the awe of their Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِالْغَيْبِ, from the unseen, وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ, and establish the salah." The iman also is correct, the amal also is correct. They are the people that is most likely that will accept the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ تَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ. All these ayat that had come, Allah has spoken about His power, His might, His tawheed. And whoever takes heed and purifies their hearts from each and every illness, the illness of kufr and shirk, nifaq, hypocrisy, and all the other illnesses that we have, then we will only do it for our own benefit. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرِ. The reality and the truth is this, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the return. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.